morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for good health that you gave it to us. Thank you for good day. Thank you for a privilege that we can come and join morning prayer. We pray that the word speak to us this morning, Father, and we will rejoice in your word, because your word bring life, bring hope, and bring peace. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We read from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Luke 10:38. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparation, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Brothers and sisters, I will end this special teaching from Jesus to his disciple with the story of Mary and Martha. Because if we see chapter 11, let's talk about Lord's Prayer. I will not discuss this part, because almost every Sunday at SP worship, all the preachers talk about Lord's Prayer. So this is the last part from Jesus to his disciple, that what I call special teaching. Generally, when people read this story, they see and judge that what Mary does is more important than what Martha did. Because Martha doing everything, and Mary just sit down and then hear God's voice. When I see this picture, and I said, "Oh, my goodness, I'm not like Mary. I'm a person like Martha, because I like to serve people. I like to do anything." But thanks God, brothers and sisters, if you read this story, you can see that it is not wrong with Martha, because when Martha welcomed Jesus to her house, Martha did everything, and Jesus didn't say, "Hey, Martha, Martha, stop, don't do that." Jesus didn't say like that. That means it is okay for Martha to serve him. It is not sin. In the church, we can see that some people serve to preach. Some people serve by leading the worship. But some people, they also do like barista, welcoming, or cleaning. That's all important in the church. But the problem raised when? When Martha told Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." Brothers and sisters, problem raised when Martha asked Mary to help her. Not only like that, but Martha had some idea that Mary should do the same thing like me. That's another problem. Mary should do the same thing like me. That's why when Jesus heard this question, then Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things." Note, the word of Jesus to Martha, he said, "You are worried, second, troubled with many things." Why did Jesus say like this? It seems when I see and I read this sentence, then I try to understand. First of all, Jesus said you are worried because he knows that Martha's heart is worried. What kind of worry that Martha have? Oh, it's simple. Yeah? Martha want to get praise from Jesus. She is the host, and now the guest is coming. Martha want to serve the best food for Jesus. You know that when someone want to serve best food for the guest, it is not easy without preparing. When I see this, Martha no preparing. So she need to do everything, and she want to show off. She want to tell Jesus how good she is. She need some praise. She need some encouragement. And then she thinks that by doing like this, Jesus will love her. That's why Jesus tell her, "You are worried." Same thing, brothers and sisters. If you see from the Bible, Pharisees and lawmaker also have this kind of minded. Their mind is, we need to do A, B, C, D to please God. If we do not do A, B, C to God, then something will happen in our life. So their concept is doing, doing, doing. Even for the most important in their life about salvation, their concept is, because I do A, B, C. That's why Jesus say, "You are worried too many things." And Jesus want to let Martha know that, "No worry, Martha. I love you not because of good food. I love you not because you serve anything. I love you because I love you. That's who I am. God is love. In his love, he loves everybody. Not because of your perform, not because of your good deeds. I love you because I love you." That's the first point. The second point, brothers and sisters, Jesus want to let Martha know that you need to make everything simple. Yes, you need to make food from me or you serve me. But everything you do as a ministry, not as a perform. When we talk the difference between ministry and perform, so the perform is emphasized from the outlook, but ministry is emphasized from inward. That's why God always talk about motivation in ministry. Yeah. It is very important for us that perform has many picture, but ministry only one picture. Come from your deeper heart, that you want to show your love to Jesus, and that's the reason you do it. Motivation. And the third point, Jesus want to let Martha know that, how can you make me happy without knowing what I want? Now, from this story, I'm very easy to engage with this story. Martha has the same point with me. I like to serve. I like to cook. Yeah? And then when people come to my house, for example, some of SP staff, they love to eat spicy food, but some of staff, they cannot eat spicy food. For example, Pastor Andrew come to my house, and without asking him, Andrew, what kind of food that you want to eat? Without asking him like that, I just make beef rendang with a lot of chili. And then after that, I serve it to Andrew. I make rendang for 2 hours, but Andrew cannot eat because he cannot eat spicy food. That means useless. Useless. At the same point, I know PSM love to have noodle, but I make steamed rice for him. And he always say, that is useless to eat more rice. Then I give it steamed rice, a lot of steamed rice for him. No point. Now, same like Martha, brothers and sisters. Martha start to cook many things, but without asking, without knowing what kind of food that Jesus want to have. Martha did everything come from her heart, not come from Jesus' heart. It's very important for us to know this point, because sometimes in church, we serve everything, but not because God wants us to do it, but because what we want to do it. By the end, our ministry is not to sanctify God, but is to sanctify ourselves. But different with Mary, brothers and sisters. Jesus came, Mary sit down, and Mary heard everything from Jesus. That's why, let's open from John chapter 12. Verse 3 to 8. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume and pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who was intending to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to prefer what was put into it. Therefore, Jesus said, "Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Mary hear the story of Jesus, the reason Jesus come to the world. And then at the second point, when Mary met Jesus again, the Bible told us Mary took a pound of very costly perfume and pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus. When she did it, Judas Iscariot was criticized about what she has done, but she don't care because she know this is what God want me to do. Brothers and sisters, it is very important for us to know God's heart in ministry. Yeah, to know God's heart in ministry. Especially when we want to go deeply in taking part of ministry, Ministry is not talk about perform. Ministry is talk about from inner heart. And then not only from your heart, but ministry must connect with God's heart. After talking this, Jesus moved to another teaching for the disciple called Lord's Prayer. If we want to success in ministry, then depending of God is the key of success. We cannot do anything just based on God's grace in my life, in our life. Let us pray. I have three sentences that we need to meditate this morning. First of all, we serve Him not for our own salvation, but because God has already saved us. The second point, we serve Him as our worship, not as a performance. The last point, when we want to serve Him, the most important that we need to know what He wants us to do. And finally, if we go to Luke chapter 11, everything make perfect because we depend to God by praying. Let's close our message this morning by thinking about our position. Do we already serve Him? Do we already serve Him as our worship? Do we serve Him because we know that He wants us to do this? Monica will lead us in worship this morning.
Thank you.
By the blood of Christ, we already come into God's presence. That's why we will use our privilege to bring petition for our brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness. We pray for them. We cry to God that God will show His mercy for them. Brothers and sisters, beside we pray for our brothers and sisters who are fighting with cancer, we also remember that some of them in a medical process, they need to take chemotherapy, they need to fight with all medicine that come into their body. We pray that God will help them, especially when they are in lower grade of spirituality. We pray that the Spirit of God come upon their life and always strengthen them and always encourage them. Let's bring our prayer for them. We also pray for some of brothers and sisters. They haven't heard about Jesus. We pray for their salvation. We pray that their close friend or close family can share gospel to them and the Holy Spirit work among the process. Let's pray together. Thank you. fourth point, we pray for brothers and sisters who have a specific problem. We pray that God will take care of them. Last part, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for new jobs. Now we pray for mission work. We pray for Pastor Sophia, who serves in Japan. We pray that God will bless her. Also pray for SP New York. We pray for Pastor Chris Lee. We pray for Cambodia. We pray for Grace. We pray for Oasis House and Pastor Jenny O. We put this mission work in our prayer. And we pray that God will bless and lead every pastor who are working in that area. Let's pray together. Pray for Mission Council, Pastor Kiriki and team. We pray that God will bless Mission Council in bring good news, God kingdoms for everybody. Let's pray together. Pray for local outreach ministry. We pray for Humi, SP Life, Freedom Bridge and Recreation, and also Igapi ministry at Spain. Let's pray together. bring SP family ministry, foster and adoption ministry. We pray that this ministry can really bring God's love to every children. Let's pray for tonight for SPU and IP. Father, thank you. Thank you for your calling to us. Thank you to let us know that before we serve you, we need to know our motivation. Before we serve you, we need to know what you want us to do, Father. This morning, after heard this message, we really want to know what you want us to do, Father. Yeah. Lead us step by step, Father. By the end, all our life, we give it as an offering to you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless our day today. So wherever we go, we only do your will through our life. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. God bless you all.